Our scripture today is Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 10, from the Gospel of Luke. He was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial." And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything, I tell you.' Even though he will not get up and give anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I am a country music fan, and sometimes I get a song stuck in my head for weeks or days or months. And this time, it's part of a song by Gary Allen. Still learning how to pray, trying hard not to stray, try to see things your way. I'm still learning how to pray. Please pray with me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Prayer. It's a staple in many faiths. It's probably a given that you or someone will pray at least once during church. But there are a lot of different ways to pray and places to pray. At a dinner table, they can be simple or grand and teach you new words like eventide. During bedtime, the traditional, if slightly morbid, "Now I lay me down to sleep," or a personalized prayer by a grandmother over each of her grandchildren. Prayer before tests or big life moments. Prayer seems to be everywhere. In fact, we've already prayed 4 times this morning. I know you all were counting with me. But for some people, prayer isn't as simple or as easy as it might seem. In his book, Lamb, Christopher Moore says, "Praying is talking to God." Prayer is talking to God. Talking. You see me up here giving this sermon and you think, this girl must be great at talking. And I am, as long as the words are written down for me, preferably in large double-spaced font. But I've never been good at making conversation. Unless it's concerning a few select niche topics, I don't make good small talk. It's just not one of my gifts and graces. Which may be one reason I have always found prayer challenging. I have always been in awe of people who can pray those long, meaningful, spontaneous prayers that touch your heart. It's just something I can't do. I have to write all my prayers out, word for word. So I say all the right things in all the right order. Otherwise, my brain is likely to wander, I'm likely to follow it, and you all would be wondering where we ended up and how we got there. Now, don't misunderstand me, I pray, but they are usually short, sweet, and more often than not, they rhyme. My childhood dinner prayer was, God is great, God is good. Now we thank you for this food. I use that one into my late teens. Once I find a good prayer, I stick with it. Or the prayer for my husband's childhood table that we use at our dinner table still. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. Let these gifts to us be blessed. I even taught my daughter a simple prayer to use at bedtime. Dear God, thanks God, amen. Short, sweet, covers the basics. And of course, the old standby, the Lord's Prayer. Beyond that, I am slightly terrified of being asked to pray in front of others. See, I have a few problems when I sit down to pray. I am a card-carrying member of the ADHD club, officially diagnosed and probably distracted by a bird. There are times I sit down to pray or bow my head in church, and before I know it, I'm making a grocery list or wondering where we're going to go for brunch that day. I dread silent prayer or meditation because I can guarantee that my brain is going to wander off at least once. This is a problem I am always working to correct because I want to be good at this. I want to stay in that moment and in that spirit of prayer. So knowing I have this area that needs improvement, I set out to fix it. During Lent this year, I set out to explore different religious traditions that I felt drawn to. One I looked into was prayer beads. Holding something in my hands, concentrating on every prayer with every bead I move through my fingers, helps me stay a little more focused. There are so many different religions across the world that use prayer beads. According to everyone's favorite source of knowledge, Wikipedia, Christian denominations such as the Roman Catholic Church, the Lutheran Church, Oriental Orthodox Churches, and the Eastern Orthodox Churches, Hinduism, Buddhism, Shinto, Umbanda, Sikhism, the Baha'i Faith, and Islam all use some form of prayer beads. The number of prayer beads varies depending on the religion and even the purpose of the beads. Most strings of prayer beads have a specific number of beads to correlate to a specific prayer or mantras. As your fingers pass over the beads, you can spend less time focusing on which and how many prayers you have said, and instead focus on the intent of the prayer. Prayer beads can be a very personal object of faith. They can be passed down from generations or contain beads with significance. You can even make your own. During Lent, I made my own set of beads using what I had on hand at home, polymer clay and embroidery floss. After Lent, when I decided to keep up the practice of using prayer beads, I searched for something slightly more sturdy, and I ordered a simple rosary off of Amazon. It came in a beautiful box, and they are pink. Because I love pink. The beautiful red rosary I am currently using most often cost a little more than the average set, mostly because of airfare. I asked my parents to bring me back a rosary from Notre Dame when they visited Paris this summer. If beads aren't your style, there's always a finger labyrinth, where your finger can trace the pattern or run along the grooves as you pray. It can be as simple as drawing a path for your finger to follow on the back of your bulletin or tracing an invisible pattern on your jeans, or as fancy as an actual carved wooden board or a piece of fabric with a pattern stitched on it. And then there are people who focus best during prayer, sitting in a quiet room or out in nature, soaking up God's creation. Some people pray best kneeling, some prefer to pray laying in bed. Still others pray in their heads with no outward show or adoption of a typical prayer posture. How you pray is deeply personal and incredibly varied depending on who you talk to. And even though we often teach one style of prayer, there is no right way for everyone. But you see, focused during prayer is really only part of my problem. The other parts are centralized around the actual prayer itself. Prayer is talking to God, or prayer is a solemn request or expression of thanks. Now see, expressing thanks I can do. I can say thank you till the cows come home. I know I am very blessed to have been raised in a loving home, to have found and married my absolute soulmate, to have in-laws that not only can I stand, but I actually enjoy spending time with, to have a healthy baby girl who's growing into a strong-willed person, not to mention clothes on my back, food on my table, a roof over my head, and a steady job. Even with all of these blessings, there are still days when I find it challenging to have gratitude. Even on those days, I try and find a little sunshine, like being grateful for the invention of chocolate or fried foods. See, it's the asking part I really struggle with. That part is challenging to me. I don't like asking for things, and I don't like asking for help. Even when I'm ordering at a restaurant, I feel like I am somehow inconveniencing the wait staff. And sometimes, when I sit down to pray, I feel like I'm bothering God. Like the old song said, He's got the whole world in His hands. And sometimes, I feel like my problems are so small and so trivial in the grand scheme of things. And I know that's not how it works, but it sure feels that way sometimes. But I am trying to be better. It's another in the long list of things I am constantly working on. What can I say? I am a proverbial work in progress. But I feel like we all are in one way or another. Okay. We've covered focus during prayer, thanking God in prayer, the act of asking for things in prayer. But I actually also struggle with the actual words you use in a prayer. Coming up with the right words in the right order off the top of my head is difficult. My train of thought seldom arrives at the station in one orderly train. It's more like 12 trains that come screeching in at the same time, and sometimes connections get missed, and I forget to say things. Not on purpose, mind you, but my memory ain't what it used to be. So what do I do? Well, when I'm preaching or know ahead of time that I will be praying out loud, I write it down, word for word, including where to pause. And more often than not, there will be a couple different drafts and possibly a last minute addition or subtraction. And even then, even when I've practiced and the words are written out in front of me, sometimes I mix up words like sanctify and sacrifice. And what happens when I pray by myself? Well, I either keep it short, sweet, and the same every time, or honestly, I ramble. God knows my heart and my mind. He's okay with my rambling. I'm getting better with it too. Prayer is personal. From the words used, to the objects we hold in our hand, to the actual physical posture your body takes, praying is like a muscle. It has to be stretched and exercised. It's something that changes throughout our lives as we change and discover what works best for us. And different periods of our life can mean different prayers or attitudes to prayer. Our prayers may start out as a child's simple bedtime prayer. Dear God, thanks God, amen. And become something completely different with every new change and season of our lives. Don't be afraid to try out a new prayer or prayer tradition. You might find something that deepens your relationship with God and makes the simple prayer act of prayer all the more meaningful to you. Amen and amen.